from just the little sitting room den, you know, the when you walk up on the front steps, that was the porch, and it had a porch swing, and, you know, plants, that was kind of lots of chairs to sit in, the outside sitting area. You walk through the screen door, and that was, it was kind of like this house, but this was a little, this room was a little bit bigger, and the bedroom, the master main bedroom, whatever, was right off to the left, and that had a door that opened up to the back porch, and that's where they kept the logs and the coal and the stuff that they kept them warm, I guess. And that had it. That was a dresser and one of those big furnitures that you kept clothes in, and a little gas heater. But that's what. And they had a big, you know, sitting table where all the everybody ate together. It wasn't like one person came in and, you know, grabbed a sandwich, then the next person came in and said, you know, I'm a vegetarian, and just ate fruit. Everybody sat down and ate, and if you didn't like what it was, then you didn't eat. And it was always like two or three meats on the table at dinner. You know, there would be like maybe squirrel or ham or chicken or rabbit rabbit and ham. And then always potatoes. So they grew all their own potatoes, their own beets. My grandma used to make the best pickled beets in the mason jars. Sliced fresh onions, green beans. She grew all green beans, string beans, peas. They were all great.
What about, did they, were they religious at all? Did they go to church?
They were not religious as in the Southern baptism religion, you know. There wasn't a negative taste in your mouth, that it was like God kind of loves you kind of religion. I don't know how to describe it really. It wasn't like they didn't threaten you with God. My grandparents always let us know that God was incredible and we could always depend on him. And the church we went to was like Bible school, stuff like that. You know, in West Virginia, you didn't really get out and get to church a whole lot.
That's what I was wondering.
In the wintertime, especially. You know, in the summertime, I walked to a few churches when I got a little bit older with some girlfriends that kind of lived there that I grew up with. But we mostly just sat in the pews and cut up and, you know, you giggled at the guys, that kind of thing. But I guess that's what you did back then. But it was a lot better. The religion was a lot nicer religion to grow up to than some of the religions that I saw peers have to deal with down here in the South.
Right.
You know, the negative message that it sent. That guilt and fear. And
what about, I take it, so this is your father's mother, right?
That's my father's mother.
So where was he born?
In the house, in that house that they lived in that bed that she slept in up until she died.
Wow. And how did that work? It's much different than what we do today.
Oh, yeah. You know, in a lot of ways, probably emotionally better than what they do today. A lot less sterile, a lot more personal, because everybody that you loved was around you, you know. Not that they don't do that personal today. I mean, they let people in the room today, but, you know, you grew up with a doctor that took care of you your entire life from the time you were born till the time you know, my dad went off to college. He had the same, you know, doctor that knew everything about him.
So did a doctor just come from someplace and go?
Yeah, they would come to the house. And if it wasn't a doctor, it was a family member that was good at it. You know, one particular or two particular women family members, that's what they did. You know, that was sort of their forte, you know, and who knows how they got thrown into that. Maybe when they were, you know, 13 or 14 years old, they delivered a baby because nobody else was around, and that's how they got that job. They were good at it, you know, and one baby led to another baby to another baby, and, you know, in your 30s, that you were good at it.
All right, so they don't travel to the hospital.
Oh, no, there was no traveling to the hospital. I mean, if you got caught, They tied it up and cleaned it and tied it up for you. I fell off a horse once and got a big gash in my head. And I saw cross-eyed for like 2 days.